Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And the horn will sound, and that's it. And the Atlanta Hawks, shorthanded as they are. No DeAndre Holland Johnson. Didn't matter. They came up with the win over the Phoenix Suns. 43 points for Trae Young. Onyeka Okongwu, 22 points, 21 rebounds. Final score, Atlanta, 122. And the Suns, 17.
Yeah, nice win last night at home for the Atlanta Hawks after a little bit of an unexpectedly long delay, given that over the weekend because of the weather here in town. So you thought that it would be nice, maybe they'd be a little healthier. I guess not, because no Jalen, no DeAndre.
Nope.
Didn't
no
matter.
Problem.
Still able to take care of business last night against Phoenix, in large part because of the two names you just heard in the call. Trae goes for 43, and he was fantastic last night. Stepped up like a star does when the supporting cast isn't there. And Onyeka Okongwu continues to just be an absolute monster off the bench. 22 and 21, just totally productive minutes. Hustle like nobody else. 10 offensive rebounds. Easy to hustle against the Suns,
because
it looks like those guys are going at about 75% speed.
Are they on a back-to-back or something?
Are they old?
I don't know.
Do they not care? I don't know.
No.
That team is dysfunctional.
He out-hustled everybody.
He was
out-hustling everybody, and obviously Trae did his thing. They had a little lull, and Phoenix took the lead, but Phoenix just was like you said, like, okay, we got the lead, because Kevin Durant was getting to his spots everywhere he wanted to. And then Trae just took over, and I think like he would have made three more, because he missed a lot of floaters that were going around the rim. They were in there, but they didn't go in and out. But he's over 50 points. But he needed to go out there and take control of this because of who was not there. And because like we said, Jalen was there. We still have no inkling of what's going on with him as far as the shoulder injury. And hopefully they'll be more transparent with us. Let us know.
Yeah, like if it's going to be a while – it would be good to know. I mean, obviously, they don't have to do that.
Yes.
They can keep doing – he's just on the injury report for every game, and he doesn't play. But I don't know. I don't remember a moment where it was like, dang. Because remember last year when he got hurt, he clearly broke his hand.
I thought it was an ankle last year.
Well, whatever.
It might have been an ankle.
Yeah, I mean, you knew. When it happened, it was – remember he got fouled real hard and came
That's
down
what
bad.
That's it was, okay.
And he was out for a long time. And at that time, we didn't realize how vital Jalen Johnson was to the Hawks' success. We know now what it is. But back then, it was like, really? That guy's that? No, yeah, he's that big of a difference. He's the second best player on the team. So, yeah, hopefully you get him back soon. Because you got Chicago today.
God.
At Chicago today. Chicago's had your number. They're not particularly good, but they've had your number. And there's some guys on that team.
I was hoping you guys say
some guys on that team that I like. I mean, Lonzo Ball. He started for the first time the other night too.
Bring him on over.
He's having. I would love.
How many studio? Lonzo.
Love to have Lonzo
I know.
As a backup
I know. Jello got the album out, but like Lonzo can go too.
Can he?
Yeah, Lonzo can flow a little bit.
Really?
We got plenty of studios over here.
Oh, so many studios.
We got one right down here.
Yeah.
Hey, Tig.
We'll offer it up.
Tig, make it happen, Tig.
Offer it up.
Make it happen,
if
Tig.
If that's what it takes to get Lonzo Ball as the backup point guard on the Atlanta Hawks, he can use the studio to record.
Yeah, man, make it happen.
Jello, by the way, He got like 13 mil from Def Jam.
Eight, guaranteed.
And he controls his own masters, too.
Good
like
for
he
him.
Controls his own publishing.
Good for him.
Well done.
I would never make another song.
Well done.
I would never make a song. He got an anthem.
You think he's peaked?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say nobody peaked, man. I know I should be peeking at this damn message board thing that you told me.
Sorry.
Because it is funny as hell.
It's very funny.
And they already mad at Carson down there. He's on the boat with them girls. He's not focused.
What? They're already mad at him in Miami?
He's not focused. Oh, my God.
No, he's got a girlfriend. That's the reason he's there.
It's the off season.
It's the off season. It's January.
Yeah.
By the way, he can't throw anyway.
Can't
or
do
he can do maybe a little cardio. He just had elbow surgery.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Vucevic.
Right. I told you. Pretty good over there. I like Vucevic, too. Vucevic would be nice.
They've been trying to move him as long as the
Everybody's been trying to trade Vucevic.
Yeah, since Clint Capela been trying to get moved.
Everybody's been trying to trade Vucevic since he was on Orlando 7 years ago. I'll take him. He's a center who gets 10 rebounds a game and shoots 43% from three.
How many threes does he shoot?
Not enough. Give it to him. Give it to him. Pick and pop. Let him get out there. I want that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.